Hi, everybody. Welcome back from Project Akon. This is episode 65 of Cospod, the podcast for all things cosplay. And we're here. We're back from the con. Yay!
For those who are joining us for the first time, because I know we managed to pick up a couple of new people over the past couple of days, that's Amber. I'm Valerie. Hi!
And we are the zany hosts of this podcast.
We are not zany. Maybe a little crazy, but not zany.
I like to think of us as zany. We're pretty much the same in real life if you ever meet us as we are here on the podcast.
Pretty much, yeah. Through sickness and through health, we are basically the same.
Thankfully, knock on wood, the fake wood that is my computer desk, we did not catch the plague this year.
Yeah, no con plague, just digestive issues.
Yes.
Well, ongoing digestive issues forever and ever and ever. I have real wood. I think this because this time after my last experience with Dallas Comic Con, I completely changed my pre-con prep as far as like my own immune system. So I have been like chugging down those vitamin C tablets. Like, which ones are they? Oh, crap. I can't remember the name of the brand of them, but I could take up to 12 a day before I have a vitamin C overdose. And I started doing that like on Tuesday. And I kept going until the following Tuesday just to make sure, and it seems to have worked. And more zinc in my body that I really didn't need. But I'm still healthy.
In my case, I did not do anything special. I ate like crap, but otherwise I just proceeded as I usually do at cons. No extra vitamins, nothing fantastically special.
You suck.
This is how I train my immune system. I expose it to the worst of con plague, and that way I can get over it faster.
I used to do that really well, and then I got sick a couple of years ago. Nothing that has to do with convention-related stuff, but it completely destroyed my, you know, my internal system as far as stuff. So now I have to be careful with everything that I do. And it's like, great, this is awesome. I should live in a bubble.
Oh, I got the plague after all gone. So some varieties of plague I'm still susceptible to. All kinds is one of them. But thankfully, I generally
that didn't seem as bad.
True. That was mostly just drainage, which caused me to lose my voice and caused me to sound terrible. Enough that one of my coworkers very kindly brought me lemons and honey to put in tea.
Oh, that was nice.
Yes. Yes, he was very nice. All right. Project Akon, all in all, good or bad?
I enjoyed myself despite the fact that it was a busy-ass time, man. Okay, this is our rule for next year. Even if I know you'll be teaching panels, but if I'm teaching panels as well, we need to keep our schedule easy and fun. We are not doing the cosplay contest ever again. We're not going to spend 8 hours standing in line for video game crap. I'm glad I dropped out of that real fast because it was taking forever. We're going to keep it easy, simple, and fun. We're not going to schedule ourselves to death.
Which, just to specify, we are not saying cosplay contest never again because it's a terrible, terrible, horrible thing. No. That's not it. It's that as cosplayers and press and panelists and just doing the things that we do at a con, it's very difficult for us to give up, you know, 5 or 7 hours of our day on Saturday to do this and to haul around our press equipment and have to run around in addition to being competitors, in that it really cramps our schedule. It really cramps our schedule to where we were running around like tearing our hair out Saturday morning, just trying to get to prejudging. Mm. And because of that, we would like to dedicate ourselves more to the podcast and to panels. And to do that, we need to drop out of the contest so that we have a freer schedule.
In this case, in this past one, it did take us 7 hours. We had the 1 hour of prejudging in the morning, and then from 5 to 11, we were stuck in the cosplay room doing that. And that does not include the two and a quarter hours we spent getting ready into our contest pieces. So that basically took up most of our day. And Val was already not feeling very well that morning. She was feeling like absolute crap that evening. I had to cancel going to a panel that I was supposed to be helping run, which pissed me off beyond all reason because of the costume contest. If I had that chance to rest for 30 minutes, I probably would have went to that panel. I would have been fine. But because it ended right at 11 and I only had 15 minutes to get there, it was not happening. It's one of those things, and here's the other thing too, is that I'm kind of mad that because our schedule was so tight this year, I really couldn't take the time and just walk around, get more cosplay photos, and get cosplay video. I really wanted to use my camera this year and push it to do the video work, because that's the reason I got the camera, was because of the video capabilities. Couldn't do that at this con. It just would have not have just I have not time to do it. I mean, that requires time and effort, and I had neither. So, yeah, it's just we got to make sure next year, easy. We're not going to schedule ourselves to death. We need to have fun. Fun is very important.
Yes, and unfortunately, I did a no-no this year, which partially was due to the contest costume I was wearing, and also because of the timing. Because you had the photo shoot right before the contest, so you were running around. I had just finished teaching a panel and was kind of decompressing and trying to dump panel footage.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up not eating.
Yeah.
Like between 2 and 10 when the contest was over. And I actually caught myself starting to feel nauseous at right about 8 o'clock because I hadn't had any food in my body.
Yep.
And I couldn't really have anything to drink because we couldn't really like leave to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And so at some point I finally just got up and I was like, I have to have water or I'm going to faint.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think twice I had to get up and just get a small cup of water, just kind of slowly take care of myself so that by the time I got up to my room, it was Gatorade time.
Mm-hmm.
Very slow, you know, take care of myself Gatorade kind of time.
Mm-hmm.
And hot shower so I could rehydrate. And needless to say, wearing a white costume was not the best of ideas when it comes to eating and drinking.
Yeah.
Right before a cosplay contest. And just the scheduling of it with it running 5 to 10, that runs right into dinner time.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, it would be really awesome if somehow between 7 and 8, when they have the break for seating, when basically they stop rehearsal and they start the contest,
mm-hmm.
it would be really great if, you know, cosplayers each paid in $10 and we got a boxed lunch to eat back there.
I still don't understand why the rehearsal takes 2 hours, because we were done in 40 minutes.
I honestly do not know. I think they overschedule just in case something goes wrong.
Maybe, but it seems like they do it every single year, though.
Which, needless to say, since we are not competing next year, ACON, we're available for cosplay staff.
Oh, fuck. I know. I am not doing that. No.
I say that very tongue-in-cheek.
I say, we got too much crap to do, lady. No! No! I'm not going to die next year, please.
No, but I am willing to help out, actually, as staff. I say that seriously. I'm not speaking for Val, just for myself.
Thank you.
I'm willing to help out, you know, to a limited extent, just so that I can keep up with my press and panelist duties as cosplay staff. So, you know, if I'm going to be there filming the contest anyway, I may as well help out. Filming, not competing.
Yeah.
Also, for those who are watching, our Q&A app does not seem to be loading without me completely reloading the Hangout. So if you want to participate, just leave comments underneath this episode recording and we will see them. And that may make it a little bit easier.
Yay.
Yep. That may make it a little bit easier for you guys to participate with us. All right, so we should probably start from the beginning with
ACON, and then we can go crazy about the cosplay contest.
Well, we can go crazy about the cosplay in general, since this is a cosplay podcast. All right, so they ended up having to change cosplay guests at, I don't want to say the last minute, but close to it. Unfortunately, was unable to attend. You may have known her as Anna Aesthetic in the past. And so instead, they brought in 2 additional guests. They brought in Megumi Beach, and they brought in Velour's Requiem. And that was in addition to Yaya Han, who had already previously been announced as a cosplay guest. So they had 3 guests this year. And there was a little bit of controversy going into Project Akon, at least around the boards and the cosplay forums, and that people were a little bit afraid Heroes of Cosplay was going to come and film.
Which, that I didn't quite understand because of, and I guess because most people don't understand how filming schedules and stuff work, most of the stuff they did for Heroes of Cosplay has already been filmed, and they're in the process of casting for season two. So we have this huge time gap where there's not going to be any type of Heroes of Cosplay filming until maybe October. Maybe.
Yes.
So I knew going into it that that was not going to be an issue, but that's just me.
So in this case, there was not that to worry about. So I just wanted to say that going in. Heroes of Cosplay and Sci-Fi did not film at Akon, since there was, you know, discussion about that even before we got to the con.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, this was their 25th anniversary, and Akon wanted to do it big, more or less. So that said, they went ahead and not only opened pre-reg early on Thursday, which was 9 a.m., they also had programming on Thursday. Now, granted, you had to work, I think, right?
Yep, for half day. I had basically spent half a day working and then half the day picking people up from the airport and from other places in Texas to drive to Akon. So I really didn't get there until like 3:30-ish, maybe. I had no intent on doing anything that Thursday evening, because Thursday evening was basically the reincarnation of their masquerade ball, which for them was more full formal masquerade. You need to have a mask, like up to the nines, that type of masquerade, not something.
And they had a very formal dress code, like a yes. very formal dress code, to the point where people were wearing prom dresses.
Yeah, and you had to. And there were certain people I saw walking in with skirts that were just above the knee, and I was like, you're not going to be able to get in. I already know. I can tell. Don't try. Just turn around and change, please. But yeah, I mean, it's the type of dress code for this is the same one that they use for Otakon's masquerade. Very, very strict rules. But it seems like it was a huge success from the people I heard that attended. They love the feeling of it. They love having the masquerade. They actually filled the room to capacity. So this might be returning next year, and I hope it does. I hope they go to a bigger ballroom for it, because they've got the space. It's just a matter of which room can we open up for it.
But otherwise, getting a chance to go in.
Yeah.
The masquerade, actually. Which I was a little surprised, because at the time I was wearing jeans and a decent shirt.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to go in and take photos.
Mm-hmm.
And so, thankfully, the staff was very accommodating of us as press, and they allowed us to go in and take photos. Which I will be, you know, culling through those this weekend and adding mine to the gallery that we have already of what I can save, because there was a lot of movement and I had a point-and-shoot camera that I couldn't really adjust terribly well. But all in all, it seemed to go very well. Mm-hmm. As far as the masquerade ball goes. People seemed very happy with it.
I know some people were concerned about the music choices, that it didn't really flow as well as it was supposed to. But it's something that hopefully they can kind of corral and fix for the next couple of years, assuming they bring it back again. The long and short of it with the masquerade story is that there used to be one at Akon, and then it turned into Masquerave, R-A-V-E, and so that's why they started calling it off, because there are dances in the evening for Akon that are more rave-like. The masquerade wasn't supposed to be one, so this was their attempt at trying to bring it back again, more formal style. Which would also explain the ridiculously long pre-reg lines to try to get in, because you need your badge in order to get in.
Yes. Check chat, please. Basically, they opened reg early so that you could get into the programming, because not only did they have the masquerade, they actually held dance lessons 2 hours before it to teach you how to ballroom dance,
mm-hmm.
which I thought was awesome. It's one thing to go into a masquerade and just kind of, you know, shuffle your feet and lean on the other person, but it's quite another to actually ballroom dance. And there were people in there, like, genuinely dancing.
Mm.
And I appreciated that. And also on Thursday, on behalf of both of us, I wanted to say a huge thanks to panel programming staff and Lee Thompson and the press staff, because they basically got us in and out very quickly. And it was very
goodness.
Efficiently run this year. Kudos to them for having everything so organized. And I mean, we'll remark on this later, but big thanks to them for the interview that they were able to get us as well with
Absolutely.
Press.
They did a great job this year. And I know that Lee is basically one man. He was running around like a crazy person, but he did a lot for us, and we can't thank him enough for it.
Yeah, the staff are very accommodating of us every year, and we continue to be very, very grateful for this. And I think that the only thing that we did on Thursday pretty much was check in the hotel and collapse.
Yeah, I took photos because since I was staying at the hotel across the street, and I don't stay in the main hotel because I'm cheap, I took a bunch of photos. I had my camera out, and there were a lot of people in cosplay already, so I took advantage of it. And though there was apparently 8,000-plus badges handed out on Thursday, it didn't seem like that many people, but dang.
Apparently, they all went in the morning. We ended up getting there about noon, which I always stay in the convention hotel just because of our press equipment and panel equipment. And so I had the opportunity to see all of these people checking in. I saw, you know, many, many people with reg badges and bags by the time I got there at noon on Thursday. So clearly there were quite a few people going in, and I didn't hear a single complaint about pre-reg. I know there are complaints in the forums, and they're pretty much the same complaints every year.
Yeah, it's Line Con. No, it's not Line Con. Wait until you have to stand and wait.
This is not Line Con.
Hours. No.
Yeah, go to Anime Boston the year they had an 11-hour wait. That is
Line
Con.
Makes you wonder why you should even get a pre-badge. Why pre-register? Why?
To be honest, you know, we won't rehash the pre-reg arguments, but I would say that if you would like to make changes, you know, either make rational arguments or volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
Because it, just like all cons, it takes volunteers to run it.
Yes.
And they need bodies and chairs to actually run reg. So, you know, if you would like to facilitate change, either make yourself known in a very calm and rational manner, or volunteer for the con. Yeah. But that said, I actually did last-minute costuming for the first time this year.
Yeah, you did, you punk.
I was very unhappy with that. I was unhappy with myself for letting it get to that point. But thankfully, I was teaching an advanced sewing panel, so I had all my sewing stuff with me. I had my workshop with me.
Yeah,
so I was able to actually do it in my hotel room. I actually sewed the sleeves onto our stage costume in the hotel room. Among other things, I sewed my Erza skirt in there too, because I figured out that I had tossed the raw components in the box instead of a completed skirt in the box at the last minute, and that was stupid on my part. And so, of course, listeners, I would say unto you, those of you who cosplay, have a spreadsheet for each costume. Physically go through that costume, hold it up, and then check it off the checklist so that you can actually verify that part is whole and in the box.
Double check everything.
Don't trust yourself to have packed it from last year. I was not missing any components this year. They were all there. Just if I would have checked it, I would have seen that that was not sewn together and that I needed to take care of that, which I also did in the hotel room. Not everybody has a sewing machine in their hotel room. So.
Oh, goodness. Lesson learned.
Yes. And so that basically was the entirety of my Thursday. I did go around, and I was finally able to take some photos of cosplayers, which I don't get to do very often when I am press because I am videographer so often. I don't get to take my point and shoot around and just take pictures. So I did that. And then I made sure that I went to bed nice and early.
We tried that, but we kept getting interrupted.
You know, 6-2-1 is not just talk. We actually walk the walk. We actually do get sleep. We eat. We take showers.
We get sleep? What? What madness are you speaking of, lady?
Well, I didn't say anything about good quality sleep.
Oh, okay.
I just said we got sleep.
I don't know if I ever actually slept. I can't remember sleeping throughout the weekend. Not by choice. I just could not sleep.
Thankfully, it was one of those where, and thank you to those of our viewers who are watching live, as I see we're starting to pick up viewers. If you want to participate, go ahead and leave comments in this episode recording, and we will answer them as we see them. But, you know, about a month before the con, you start having those nightmares and those dreams where you either forget something, you have a terrible panel, you miss something, you know, something happens where you can't make the con, work decides you can't have the day off. You always have those nightmares a month before the con. Mm. At the con, I sleep like a log.
You suck.
Like, no nightmares, no worries about the next day's programming, and I'm just sitting there going, da 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 da, until the fire alarm on Sunday.
People decided they didn't want to go outside to smoke. The punks.
That will come on Sunday's talk.
Yeah.
But, anyways, so that was Thursday. We basically got there and vegged out. Unfortunately, that's all we were able to do Thursday, since neither of us really had fancy things we could wear to the masquerade. And so, basically, we just took that time to prep for the next day. So now we come to Friday. Friday, the first official day of the con. And I believe we both had programming early Friday morning.
Mm-hmm. I think they were about pretty close to the same time, or they overlapped each other just enough that we couldn't go to each other's panels.
And Friday was one of those days where it was busy, but not too much. Friday was actually our busiest day of the con.
Really? Saturday was my busy one. Friday wasn't so bad.
See, I count the cosplay contest as all one thing. So basically, I had two things to do on Saturday, my panel and the cosplay contest.
Oh, even though you were about ready to kill people and pass out from exhaustion.
No, I was not ready to kill people until Saturday night after the contest, and then I was ready to kill people. But that aside, so we managed to get a bit more filmed, certainly mm-hmm. on Friday. And I know that there were a lot more cosplayers on Friday. I felt kind of bad for the people who were holding photo shoots outside. Not for the sake of them holding photo shoots, but just for the fact that, of course, AKON is held in Dallas, for those mm-hmm. who don't know, Dallas, Texas. And by the second week of June, basically we have hit the beginning of summer. It was 92 degrees outside with 78% humidity. It gets unbearable in North Texas in the summer. And, you know, for those who are in the heavier costumes, you can overheat really quickly. And so I felt kind of bad for the guys who were doing it outside. I'm sure they got some fantastic pictures. I have not had time to glance through some of the photo shoot albums, mm-hmm. but what I have seen, they look good. And of course, the Anatole is very picturesque.
Mm-hmm.
They have a lot of good places. Thanks, Val, for the map.
Yeah, of course. That's what I'm here for.
Where people could hold photo shoots. And speaking of, did you want to address the new organization of photo shoots this year?
The new organization of photo shoots.
The fact that they were put together in the guide and that it was,
oh.
We pretty much ran the whole photo shoot schedule this year since AKON did not have a photo shoot room.
Yeah, that makes more sense. I was like, what the hell are you talking about? I didn't have to do a whole lot of updates to the map, so what? Okay, so first off, while Amber's saying all these lovely things about being outside and being really hot, I do have to give the Anatole credit that the way the sculpture garden is designed, I can totally hear you taking a drink, that was funny.
I'm staying hydrated, man.
The way that the sculpture garden is designed, there's actually a lot of trees and a lot of shade. So even at the highest point of the hottest, you know, when it's noon or 1 in the afternoon, when you can get really, really hot, the cooler areas were still in the low 90s. And because they also have a water fountain, too, you actually had some breeze coming in from now and then from that. So it's not that bad. As long as you have, like, a bottle of water with you, you can stay out there for a couple of hours and not fall over and pass out from heat exhaustion. So I thank them. Because
they had stations out there, too, I think, where you could purchase food and beverages.
Mm-hmm. They had water stations. They actually had a section this year cornered off specifically for barbecue. They actually put picnic tables out this year. That was good, too. I appreciated that a lot. But, yeah, it's really not that bad outside as much as Amber says it is. By comparison to the Sheraton, there was no shade in that area. The Sheraton is a terrible place to go outside. However, when you have a group of 50-plus people to photo shoot all together, you can't do it indoors at the Sheraton. You have to go outside. So, there you go. So that's part one. Part two is For the past 2 years, I've kind of been spearheading the general forum, or like, yeah, I guess I'll say the general forum, the general thread, where people can post unofficial shoots. And I just kind of organize them so that way there's one spot people can go to without having to spend 5 days searching through Facebook or through cosplay.com or whatever to be like, hey, is there a photo shoot for this series? And it's like, well, yeah, there's one thread for it, so you don't have to go hunting and pecking around. And this year, Akon was gracious enough to add it to their guidebook app, which was fan-freaking-tastic. I know a lot of people really appreciated it. And I know this because I didn't receive a single text message the entire weekend of somebody asking me where something is.
And big thanks to Mike Battle for doing that this year.
Last year, I had a ton of text messages because people had no clue where to go, and I had to keep sending it back to them the link. And I was like, here's the link to the website that tells you exactly where to find it. Please use this spreadsheet. I didn't have to do that this year. Yay! Awesome fun time. So, yeah, big thanks to Mike for that. And the reason that we do this is Akon used to have a photo shoot room specifically so cosplayers could come together and, you know, get their photos taken. But when you have a really large group, that room is not a viable location. It also has the ugliest backdrop in the universe, and you get lots of ghost bubbles in your photos. Those are not pretty. Ghost bubbles you cannot get rid of. They are impossible to get rid of. So that's why we have the unofficial thread. It's for all the people who do not want to use the photo room. They're not sanctioned by Akon, but we also want to make sure that they're known, so people who happen to arrive at the con that day who don't know anything about the photo shoot, they can pull up the app and be like, oh, there's a photo shoot going on. I want to attend that.
And the wonderful thing about the app this year was that Mike integrated it with the map.
Mm-hmm.
So that it would tell you on a map of the Anatole where the photo shoot was meeting, so that you could see real quick, even if you had never been to the Anatole, you would see where to go for that photo shoot. And I thought that was probably one of the most awesome things I have seen in an app in a long time.
So I'm glad that he did it with. I'm glad they did that with the panels too, because my panels, unlike Amber's, I think Amber's were all in the same room.
Yes.
Mine were all over the place. I had some on the second floor, I had some on the first floor, and I was like going like this. So I could pull up the app and like, okay, what room am I in? Poke. Oh, I'm in that room. Great. Now I know where to go. Because I can't remember any of the names of the rooms. I just know that they're there.
Mine just, I happened to request the classroom set up with the projector, and that pretty much limits me to two rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And they were both downstairs in that corner. So I just ended up getting the same room every time. And just saying, I don't know for sure that I'm ever teaching panels in a given year. Just because Akon has asked me for the last few does not mean they're going to ask me again next year. So
they're
going to
ask you again next year.
I never take it for granted.
They're asking you again next year.
That doesn't mean that I won't start prepping content just in case they do ask, though.
You are one of the only people who can actually fill a room on Sundays.
I find it very odd that people will go to my panels without knowing who I am. Like, I'm just random name on paper with, you know, a very generic sounding panel, and yet the room is almost capacity. I'm sitting there going, well, hot dang, this is awesome.
It's the content that you're teaching. That's what it is. When they see that it's about armor and armoring, most people want to show up and see what the heck it's about.
Yes, and almost all of my panels. In fact, all of my panels, I ended up running out of time. It's like, there's not enough time in the world to cover these topics, even in a very basic generic run-through. 2 hours is not enough to cover armoring. An hour
it's
and a half
still
is not
enough,
enough to cover prop making. An hour is not enough to cover advanced sewing. So next year I will be, if I am asked, I will be teaching shorter, more focused panels. And probably more of them.
Asked.
Let's keep going with Friday. Yes. So Friday I taught my prop making and Val taught her Final Fantasy Myth and Mythos panel. And I think you also went in for conventioning like a pro?
Yep, that was one first thing in the morning. I was co-teaching it with a buddy of ours, Ashley, who happened to be the Masters winner at the cosplay contest in her lovely Elsa coronation gown. Yeah, we were co-teaching how to convention like a pro. Unfortunately, I was running in there just as it was about to start because I had a photo shoot that ended right before the panel. So didn't get a chance to actually set up my camera and take photos or video of it. But it was just basic things like, you know, how to look for a hotel, how to start going to a con, what to know, even went through basic things you can do to help with Sunday checkout, the dreaded Sunday checkout. But it was fun. It was a lot of fun.
It was. And I did notice this year on more on Saturday than on Friday, but on Friday, there were more young kids in mm-hmm. cosplay than there have been in ACON's past. So it seems as though basically people are starting to bring their families with them. Mm-hmm. It's not limited to just young adults, which I found it a little depressing. Because I looked at ACON's press docket, which they do mm-hmm. give us whenever we go and check in as press, and I think something absurd like 60-some-odd percent of their audience is under the age of 21. And I just looked at that and went,
jeez.
I'm old. I'm not even that old.
Yeah, we're too old for anime. Oh, man. Oh, my back is hurting just thinking about that. And what's funny is that I'm not used to seeing a lot of kids at anime conventions or gaming conventions, but comic book conventions, I see them all over the place. They love superheroes and Star Wars like crazy, so they go to comic conventions. So to see so many of them actually at an anime convention was kind of unusual. It was great, and I'm glad that they're starting out young, but I'm just not used to that. I'm used to either the teenagers who are just got out of high school for the summer, or those in our crowd where we just want to chill and be like, go play over there, kids. Let us have our drink.
I have to say that the variety of cosplay this year, even starting
all over the map,
was amazing. I saw Captain Planet. I saw a space ghost along with Brack. I saw Terrence and Philip from South Park. I saw Tom Servo. I saw everything from X-Men to steampunk to Gatchaman.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
It was all over the map this year. And Gumby. We can never forget Gumby. And Lego Man. Yes. We have Lego Man.
Yes, there was Gumby and there was Lego Man. There was the usual cardboard Gundam. There was a lot more crossplay this year.
Mm-hmm.
I was very surprised to see the amount of crossplay. It was mostly men cross-playing as women.
Yes.
But there was a lot more of it this year, and it surprised me a little bit, because you don't normally see it to that extent.
Mm.
And I think it shows how tolerant and welcoming the cosplay community is becoming, that you can do that sort of thing and not be ostracized for it.
I think it's also interesting at how much ACON has evolved, even within the Anatole in the last 2 years, that it's becoming more of a costuming convention, because you could not go anywhere without seeing somebody in some type of costume. It's becoming almost like KatsuCon, where it's expected of you to come up in a costume. So that's kind of cool.
I think it was probably a good 50% of the attendees were in costume.
If not more, yeah.
Yeah, I'm thinking in general, because there were still quite a few people who weren't.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that there were people, even in the forums, posting the day before that they were trying to get together last-minute costumes.
Mm-hmm.
Just so they could say they could come in costume. And so there was quite a bit of it this year.
Oh, yeah. Quite a plethora.
Managed to finish filming at a decent hour on Friday and made it Yay. Upstairs. Thankfully, being in the atrium, we did not have very much in the way of lines for the elevators, which was a good thing, because I was still hauling around a hand truck's worth of press equipment. So I had to take
I get to walk across the street in my pretty stuff.
Yes. Which I am looking at getting a DT controller for our cam so that we can just record straight to hard drive. No mm-hmm. computer. No bag, no computer. All I need is a bandolier of batteries.
Exactly.
And that's pretty much it. So, you know, crossing my fingers, that is what our CosPod donations for the rest of the year are going to go towards, is probably a DT controller, which will run me somewhere around $200, assuming I can get it on eBay.
Mm-hmm.
Our cam is 12 years old. It's really hard to find accessories for it anymore that still work.
Which is why we're looking to upgrade it eventually.
Yes, we are looking at upgrading our cam. However, neither one of us at this point has $800 to $1,000 to put toward it right now. And that's how much it would cost us for a good prosumer cam. The one that we have retails for $4,000.
Mm-hmm.
and we got it for 10% of that. So, you know, we're always looking for a deal, but we still have to have some money to throw around.
Yeah.
And given that we just finished Akon, we don't have quite as much of that anymore.
And Val kind of went fabric shopping today, so she really doesn't have any of that anymore.
I wanted to go so much. I wanted to go, even if it was just to browse, and then I was, you know, smacked with a motorcycle repair bill that was necessary. And I was
I was hunting for you. I was humping. Oh, wow, I'm tired. I was hunting for Sailor Pluto fabric for you, and I was just not having a good time of it. I've got spandex. If you want white spandex, I've got plenty. But I didn't find the right color in that satin for her skirts and for the poofy sleeves and all that fun stuff.
There will be other sales.
Oh, yeah. That's a common thing and easy to find that you can get on sale somewhere. So that's not terrible.
Speaking of sales, I know this episode will not release until after Father's Day, but I would just like to say that Father's Day is a great time to stock up on power tools. If you're looking for, you know, a little mouse sander to help you with armoring, or a small table saw, or a router, or any of that sort of stuff, they do tend to go on sale right around Father's Day. And I know Harbor Freight just sent me a giant catalog saying, buy our stuff. I'm sitting there looking at the hobby-sized table saw, the little tile cutting saw, and I was like, you know, there's an instructable for mounting that to a table. I could really use one of those. Among other power tools. I can't wait to have a garage. I want a real workshop. I really do. I need a real workshop. So I don't kill my neighbors with the sound of, you know, a bandsaw at 7 o'clock in the evening as I'm working.
So, hey, by the way, we got a question. What percentage of the cosplay is actually from anime, would you say? Now, I typed my response back for Akon, and I said maybe 15%, because there was so much variety this year. I would think that, based off of what I personally saw, I saw a ton of video game cosplay in comparison to everything else.
See, I would have gone with twice that, because from what I was able to see, there was quite a bit more anime.
Oh, really?
Than the other genres. But that may have just been where I was when I was there. Since I was in panel rooms quite a bit.
Right.
So I walked out at different times than probably you did.
Yeah, and it's going to cycle and change.
I saw quite a bit of anime.
I think a lot of it had to do also is because they were going for the Guinness Book of World Records for most video game characters in one area. Did we actually break that? I don't know.
Yes,
nobody's giving me news.
We did. The record from Sweden was, I believe, 415. We had 650.
Wow, they were going to stop at 525. I guess they just kept on going.
Apparently they did. There are pictures that are still coming out from that contest. I haven't seen anything official on it, but from those who were there that claim they were there, their accounts are very consistent, so I would take their word for it. Congrats.
It would explain why I saw so many video game characters, because around the areas that I was generally in, that's where most of the gaming stuff was going on. So, of course, I saw more video game characters. But in general, like in the entire spectrum of cosplay, I have no earthly idea. I couldn't even begin to tell you, because there's just so much of it. And it's spread across so many genres now, and we're going from movies to television and, you know, science fiction books, like things that do not actually exist in any picture form. It can go a million different ways to Sunday.
Which, there were a few people who were actually worried on the forums because they wanted to wear non-anime costumes, and they're like, is this okay if I wear it to an anime con?
Yeah.
Totally.
Why not?
Akon is an anime convention, but you are not limited to anime. I mean, if you want to wear Doctor Who, I think we saw a Chewbacca, we saw a Stormtrooper. I mean, we've seen other, you know, there's quite a few Doctors, actually. There were quite a few cosplays that were simply from movies. Thorin of Oakenshield is one of my favorite. I saw Thorin, Gimli, and Legolas walking around, and it made me a very happy Tolkien nerd. So, yes, you can wear non-anime costumes to the con, and you will be just fine.
Yeah.
What is on my tool list?
Yeah, Alan wants to know.
I got to think for a second.
While she thinks.
Keep talking while I think.
So yeah, it's hard to really pinpoint like the percentage-wise of who's wearing what in the entire world of cosplay, but it's going to base, you know, it's going to change on personal experiences from con to con. Like, I've been to cons where I've seen more anime one day, but then somebody else saw more video games, and A-Con was the case, vice versa for us. And even at comic book conventions, I'll still see video game manga characters. All those type of people will pop up. I mean, heck, the Ninja Turtles are there, so psh. You could go a million ways this Sunday. I don't think there's any one percentage that works over the other, if that makes sense.
There were also Rule 63 turtles.
Yeah.
There were femme turtles.
I know
turtles.
Two of them. Yeah, I know two of them, and they were wearing them during the cosplay contest, so I couldn't say hi to them. This is also why I don't want to do the cosplay contest. We missed so much awesome crap. Heidi was a female Titan. She did such a beautiful job with her costume, and I am PO'd that I couldn't see it because of the costume contest. We'll get to that in a minute.
All right, so on my tool list, I had to type this out.
Yeah, that's
scroll saw, table saw, belt sander, and workhorses. Those are the ones primarily on my list. For now.
For now.
Well, it's because as I progress, I'm going to want better and more tools for doing specific jobs. And those are very general tools for right now, so that I can do general things. Like, particularly, I would like to start making my props out of wood, assuming that cons still allow wood as a material. And a lot of those things that I listed are for cutting and sanding wood. So that is the starting of my workshop, in addition to the tools I already have. I just bought a mouse sander, so I'm working on it slowly. I need a place to put these things. I'm running out of space.
We need space! That's why I'm doing my fabric purge. I need space again.
So Saturday, they were kind enough to open craftsmanship judging at the same time as check-in.
Mm-hmm.
You could go in at 10 a.m. in the morning and get judged at the same time. And you did not have to be in your costume. You could bring it with you, which is what we did.
Thank goodness, because I would not have had the time.
I was going to say, you actually had the big Final Fantasy photo shoot. I could have gotten in my costume, but then I would have had to keep it clean all day, because it was white.
Exactly.
But you had a photo shoot in a completely different costume.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went and I taught my panel, which was advanced sewing, in regular clothes.
Woo!
which was okay. People didn't seem to have a problem with it. I felt kind of weird next to my two panelists who were in full costume, and I was like,
yeah.
I'm about to get into a costume and then sit in it for a good 7 hours. Okay. And I'll just teach this in regular clothes. So I did that, and thankfully, you know, my sewing machine malfunction wasn't terrible.
Yeah, that was a pretty simple one. Her panel is good. Her panel is online through our YouTube now, so you have to go watch
it.
It was entertaining.
All of our panels are available on our website. They're YouTube embeds, so you can either watch it, you know, on YouTube, or you can just download it to watch on your favorite, you know, pod device. I always try and be entertaining, because if you're going to sit there for that long, I may as well try and, you know, give you my energy and try and make you smile. And have a good time, because that's kind of the point of the con, is to have a good time.
Yep.
And, you know, we had our craftsmanship judging done, which you never think 4 minutes is that short until you actually go in there and have to talk about your costume.
Yeah, it's funny how 30 seconds when you're on a stage seems to stretch out to forever and infinity, but when you're standing in front of a panelist of judges for 4 minutes, it's over like that. It's like, what happened? Where'd all my time go? And we actually ended up doing was two judges went to Amber, two judges went to me, and we kind of split, and we started talking about our costume in pieces. I tried to integrate her stuff over too, and I was talking about, you know, we did the dyeing this way so that way we'd match the rhinestones over here and blah, blah, blah. That was interesting. I like that it kind of worked in its weird own way, even though we didn't win anything. It kind of worked.
I think we had done the best we could possibly have done at that point, because when we first got to the line, we mistook the front for the back.
Uh-huh.
And then we saw just how long the line actually was. And then we started panicking because we both had panels at that point.
Val started swearing.
We have to get out of here in an hour.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, if they weren't as efficient as they were, we would not have gotten out of there as fast as we did. I had just enough time to go back up to my room and grab my panel equipment before I had to go teach.
And so, two people in line were kind enough to let us go in front of them because we were like, we've got panels we got to go to.
Yes, and thank you to those who were gracious enough to let us do that so that we could get to our panels on time.
Thank you, guys.
We sincerely appreciate that. Really, we
absolutely,
do.
Absolutely. They were very kind. And they were nice to speak to backstage when I started feeling a little bit better.
Yes. And so, of course, right after we did our panels, there was the great rush that is getting into costume for the cosplay contest, which basically involves trying to make yourself look as perfect as possible for the stage.
Mm-hmm.
And that takes time. It's like getting into costume regularly, but taking twice as long to do it so that you're making sure that every little thing is right.
Exactly.
Because you're getting judged in 30 seconds. We'll talk about the whole 30 seconds thing in just a second. But that's why you have to spend so much time making yourself look good. You get that 30 seconds to be judged, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And most, like half of those judges have not seen your costume before. Only half mm-hmm. of the judges were in pre-judging. You know, Megumi Beach and Velour's Requiem were not in that room, so they were seeing your costume for the first time.
Actually, Velour Requiem was. She was talking to me.
Oh, she was? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, that's all you get.
Yeah.
So we got into our costumes, and I will admit to being very surprised. And that's simply because I never wear makeup.
Nope.
So I was using a lot of these things, like liquid eyeliner, for the first time, and I had not had practice. This was my trial run. There was no practicing. I opened my cosmetics in the hotel room.
By the way, guys, you should always practice. Yeah, wear your makeup at home first before you take it to a con. And I mean, practice makes perfect. I promise. This includes makeup.
Yes, and also making sure that you're not allergic to any of it.
Yes, please.
Which I was lucky. You know, I bought brands that I have used in the past that yeah. I knew I was not allergic to.
We made sure that they were quality makeup.
Yes, I did that research at least beforehand. So there is that. And this was also one of those times, and do as I say, not as I do.
I do.
This was the first time I had worn the entire costume.
Mm-hmm.
I had pulled the tunic over my head one time to make sure it fit after I had sewn the final. I was very lucky that thing was tailored as well as it was. Otherwise, if I was an inch bigger, it would not have fit me without tearing it apart and putting a zipper in it. So, you know, I had never worn the pants. I had never worn the corset. I had only worn the muslins.
How were the pants, by the way, since I sewed them?
They fit perfectly.
Yay! Good. No. I'm glad.
So, I got very lucky that everything worked out the way it was supposed to, which, you know, not to toot my own horn about doing the patterning and measuring three times and only cutting once just to make sure everything fit,
mm-hmm.
but I was very sure with my muslins that everything would fit exactly the way it was supposed to. But even then, test fit your finals. Please don't make your test fitting the con right before the stage contest. Because if mine had not fit, we literally would not have been able to enter the contest together. I would have had to drop out.
And I promptly would have dropped out afterwards because it wouldn't have made sense.
Yes. So, you know, do as I say and not as I do.
I tested mine, but I had mine done like a week and a half beforehand, specifically so I could help out Amber as best as I could. So.
Yeah, because I ended up being on call, and then I had a last-minute family emergency at the last minute, of course. None of these things are ever planned to happen right before con. And so
But they seem to do that.
I literally had no free time.
Mm-hmm.
To do these things. I was working my butt off every night as soon as I got home, and I didn't work out for about 2 weeks because every morning I was working on it too.
Mm-hmm. It was not fun.
No. But everything
got it done.
looked really good in the end.
I told you,
surprisingly.
This is the first time I had Amber do so much makeup. We got her in face paint. We got her to do white paint over her brows and all that fun stuff. We got her in a styled wig. She wasn't wearing a Lady Godiva straight wig. We got her in a styled wig. I got her to do new techniques with dyeing. I got her to use completely brand new fabrics that she's never worked with before. The only cotton that she had on her freaking body were her tabby socks, and that was it.
And that was good because I bought them.
Yeah, and I am so flippin' proud of this lady. Like, I had to hold back tears when I was talking about you and judging. And it was, that's why, okay, see, now I'm starting to cheer up a bit. You made me a very proud cosplay monkey.
If I was the selfie-taking type, I would have taken selfies in the hotel room, except that I'm not the selfie-taking type.
We should have done that, because we have no photos of us, so we have to wear these again and get photos.
Yeah, if you guys see photos of us from the stage, please tell us, because granted, the after session will be the whole discussion about finding photos of yourself from a convention afterward, because there is a lengthy blog post about this. But
I made.
You know, we do periodically watch, and for right now, the only footage we have is one picture from Jason Ramirez, which is still a great picture. It just shows us from the waist up. Mm-hmm. And our contest footage, which I had no control over because I was on the stage and not behind the cam. So I have no idea what the cam looks like at this point. I did not, like, watch the cosplay contest the whole way through. Mm-hmm. I basically just edited and snipped the sections, and then I just mm-hmm. let it go. Just
let
for time's
go.
Sake.
Let it go.
So, no, there is no Cosplay the Musical until we get 20 ratings and reviews. 20 each. That's right. So if you guys see pictures of us, please let us know so that if nothing else, we can add them to our portfolio and potentially use it, you know, as a cosplay image, like a header image. So that people
or something.
I did show my coworkers that image from Jason. Mm-hmm. I had it on my tablet and I was like, look, I'm the white and blue one. Mm-hmm. And they kind of looked at it and they were like, I never would have guessed that was you. And I was
that's
kind of the point.
That's the idea.
I knew that nobody would recognize me at that point.
Mm-hmm. It's so different for you.
So different. And I was like, okay, well, I guess that achieved what we were trying to achieve, is to look
exactly.
very fantasy-ish.
I was talking to the ladies from Mythos. Yeah. They had no clue who we were until I sat down with them, just chat with them for a couple minutes, and they were like, holy crap, you don't look like you at all. It's like, good,
we
thank you.
We were behind them in the cosplay contest lineup. We were right behind them. I didn't even recognize it was them at first.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly because the panther body paint really kind of disguised.
Mm-hmm.
And then Heathery turned around and I was like, oh my God.
It's like, holy crap, I know you.
Yeah. Which they had fantastic costumes.
They did. You know something is wrong when Mythos doesn't win something at a contest. I was like, why did you guys not win anything? They're beautiful. They're fantastic.
Well, as Ellen said, the level of cosplay really went up this year.
Mm-hmm.
This was also, kind of in general, not just for the contest, but in general, this was the year of the light-up toy.
Mm-hmm.
There were tons of people, even if all they had was like a little glowing ball prop, almost 10% of the costumes had something that lit up.
We had stuff that lit up, yay!
We had stuff that lit up too, and it actually lit up quite well in the dark, but not on stage.
The stage lights screw up everything.
Lights washed us out.
But it did that for a lot of the light-up stuff, too.
Which is why I tried to show them in craftsmanship, to see it light up so that they would see what it looks like lit up.
Exactly.
Instead of, you know, on the stage where you can see us. Which, once I got on stage, like, all my rational thought went out the window, and I was on autopilot the whole time. And I was like, okay. And then I got done, and I ended up having to hand one of the proctors behind the curtain, I handed him my glasses and my press badge, and I said, please hold on to these. I will be right back to come and get them. And so I had to circle right around the stage. I couldn't see a thing because I'm blind without my glasses past my hand. I can't see past that. And so I was sitting there. I had my light on my chest, partially so it would illuminate in front of me so I could see.
So she could see a little bit better.
So I could see slightly, ever so slightly better. And then they were nice enough to meet me on the side of the stage I came on instead of making me walk all the way back to pick up my badge and glasses so that I could then see and then go race back to sit behind the camera again.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, again, thank you to the staff for being so accommodating so that we could film this and still participate.
Mm-hmm.
And all in all, it went as smoothly, you know, as it usually does. And big thanks to Kyle Abert for being the rambunctious judge that he always is.
It's always, being the uber MC that, yeah.
Always very entertaining. And for those who really want the footage, yes, I filmed the dance contest. The first minute and a half are interlaced. That's because one of our tapes started going bad, and there's nothing I could do about it.
Yep.
I didn't find out till afterward. So that tape is going to be trashed. But if you want the footage of the dance contest, I do have it. So, you know, just mention it. Say something to me, and I can always, you know, post it up on YouTube. I didn't post it just simply because I didn't know how much desire there would be to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I put up the cosplay contest Annie Ireland skits.
Yeah.
All right. So,
a couple more things, because they changed some things up this year, too, with the backstage stuff. I do like the fact that there's a cosplay green room. It's a lot nicer to be able to sit and talk with your fellow contestants and not be stuck in the audience where it's stuffy and you're just kind of sitting there going, but they set it up in such a way that it was open, it was welcoming, it was inviting. We could talk to other people. They had a screen backstage so we could watch what was going on
a
stage.
A TV screen or a projection screen. So
it was a really nice projection screen.
Watch.
Yeah. They also had reaction shots this year, which was kind of cool. So whenever they announced a winner, they had somebody in the back who was filming us. They could zoom in on the winner so people out in the audience knew who exactly the costumer was. Because that's part of the problem is you sit out there in the audience and you're like, who's number 23? I don't remember who number 23 is. Well, now we know who number 23 is backstage as everybody spazzes out. So that was kind of nice. And this year in particular, I'm really grateful for the people who were backstage, not just staff members, but the other cosplayers, because we knew most of them personally. We've interviewed some of these people. It was just a fun atmosphere. Even though I was feeling really sick, I didn't want to be there. If it weren't because I was doing this with Amber, I probably would have dropped out and gone back to my room and gone back to bed. But it was so much fun that they kept my spirits up and they kept me pushing to keep going. So I'm... Go ahead.
I also wanted to say that back there, cosplayers are totally there for each other.
Absolutely.
Because I had a repair kit. Someone had a malfunction. I handed them my repair kit and said, have fun.
Yeah. And between the moments where I was feeling a little bit better, I was helping people with their wigs. I was helping somebody stitch something together. Peyton, who was sitting behind me, was having her leg piece was digging into her skin so much that she needed to be cut out of it and had to have ointment applied to her leg. And somebody actually had a pair of scissors with them so that she could get out of her armor. And I was like, that's what real cosplayers do. It's not about this crazy competitive nature that everyone seems to think we have. It's we're there for each other. We help each other. We want everyone to succeed. And we know not everybody's going to win an award. That's just the nature of the game. But we do what we can to help each other out. It's supposed to be fun. We don't want people to be cranky pandas.
Now, about that 30 seconds.
About that 30 seconds. We totally used our 30 seconds.
We did. There were quite a few people in that room who had never been in the ACON contest before. I mean, there were still quite a few veterans, but I would say at least half had never walked that stage before.
Yeah, they actually asked us. I think this is when you were setting up your camera.
Well, no, I was still back there at the time.
Oh, okay.
I hadn't set up my camera yet at that point. But they did ask, you know, who's done this before? And they basically talked us through it, which, you know, we've done this before. So I kind of tuned out just a little bit.
We knew what was going on.
We knew what was going on.
We had our own plan in mind, so we're good.
For the walkthrough, they'd basically give you about 5 to 10 seconds to basically just walk. I mean, you didn't even really stop. It was mostly just so you could see where everything was on the stage mm-hmm. and so you could see how everything was set up. Well, people basically went through the contest the same way they did through rehearsal. It only took the vast majority of contestants, and I could probably clock this on the film, 10 to 15 seconds to walk across that stage and get off.
Yep.
It's like, guys, you have 30 seconds. Stop long enough, please, for the love of the cosplay gods, long enough for us to get a good picture of you, because not everybody has fancy cameras with high frame rates to where we can take that kind of a shot.
And this is what I preach in my panel every time. I feel bad that I didn't bring my laptop with me, but it was just like Sunday was Pepto-Bismol day for me. I was just barely scrabbling through. I didn't want to lug around heavy equipment. But if I had, I actually had a section of my PowerPoint that went through, this is what it looks like when you rush across the stage. This is why you don't rush across the stage, because here's the pictures that prove it.
I felt bad because there were a couple of cosplayers where they were literally moving so quickly, or at least they didn't stop long enough, that the Canon could not focus on them. Mm-hmm. And that was on autofocus. So there's a couple of cosplayers you'll see are very blurry. It's because the camera never had a chance to actually focus on them, get a good pick, so that I could then smoothly pan with them.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, for those who are watching and know some of the cosplayers in there, please urge them to, you know, either watch Val's panel.
Yeah.
Or, you know, count one Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi. Count at least 5 seconds for your pose, because you're going to count fast. It's better if you count 10, but at least count 5. So that we have time enough to, you know, focus and take pictures.
Because even the best of cameras in the universe cannot capture you if you're moving super, super fast.
Not in a dark room.
Especially, if that's the thing I was going to say, because for those of us who have photographed panels and, like, runways and stuff like that before, the lighting in there is messed up. Akon is one of the better ones about it, so it's easier to capture people, but most conventions suck with their lighting. So you have to adjust all of these settings just to make sure you get a decent image. Mm-hmm. It's hard enough to do that, and in doing so, you actually have to lower your frame rate. And that means we cannot capture you if you are moving.
And bear in mind, you know, with photography, the faster your rate, you know, it only means the shutter is open literally for a fraction of a second. That's not really long enough to gather much light, so the pictures are darker.
Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, that gives you the ability to take faster pictures, you know, with movement, but then we can't see you as well because the lighting is less. So if we want a quality lit picture of your costume, we have to slow down the frame rate, which means we can't compensate for movement as well. So mm-hmm. You need to stand still, please.
You need to stand still.
Please and thank you.
It's not just the point-and-shoot cameras. It's the fancy high-end DSLR cameras. I'm sure if I were out there with my mirrorless, I probably would have been having the exact same problem, because I can push that sucker up to 60 frames per second and still capture a good amount of light. But I have a good feeling that even if I had done that, I still would have gotten blurry people, and that's sad. When it's bad when I'm sitting backstage and I'm watching people walk across the stage and I'm going, slow down, stop, 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 hold your pose, hold your stop doing that. There were people around me laughing at me, and I'm like, dude, you have no idea. You're not a photographer. No one can see these pretty costumes. Stop.
Yeah, and we're not saying this because we want to be nitpicky.
No,
it's because we are also photographers and videographers. We want to take good pictures of your costume so that we can give them to you.
Or we can post them online. And I hate not being able to post pictures of everything that I see at a cosplay contest. And there have been a couple that we've been to where I could only post like a third or a half of the photos because the rest are just blurry because people will not stop.
Even Photoshop. Mm-hmm. Can only do so much to fix
Photoshop
a
cannot
picture.
Remove blur. It's impossible. You can only do so much to maybe sharpen it, but it's not completely going to remove the blur.
Yeah, so it's better if you don't have the blur in the first place. So mm-hmm. Hopefully for those who do this next year, you know, please take the time to slow down just a little bit so that we can get quality pictures of you. You know, there's only so much I can do with videography, too. Yes, I can capture your movement. But if you don't stop first, I can't focus on you to be able to get that movement. So, you know, moving on from there, I do feel a little bit bad, and I did just want to mention this offhand. I'm not going to sit here and you know, beat it to death. Despite the craftsmanship judging, there was not a craftsmanship award.
I didn't understand that at all.
And I wish that there had been one, if nothing else, because of all the people that showed up early, specifically to get craftsmanship judging done.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, if any cosplay staff do happen to see this, we would like to petition, even though we're not competing, we would like to petition that next year, please bring back a craftsmanship award if you're going to do craftsmanship judging.
It seems kind of arbitrary to have a craftsmanship judging if there's not an award for it.
I know there's like hall cosplay, but that's not a craftsmanship award. We mean a separate craftsmanship award.
Mm-hmm.
So please, please do that for next year. Please. And also, one other quick request.
Uh-huh.
Please have a fan set up either in the green room and back or in the Wedgwood ballroom where we all met. I felt okay, but there mm-hmm. were people in that room who were roasting. And if I would have known, I literally have a Vornado fan that I could donate for the length of the con that will literally circulate a room's worth of air that I could have just said, here.
Borrow. Just keep it, bring it back in one piece.
You know, I'm happy to provide as long as I know in advance that it's needed. So please, please, for the sake of especially the monster hunters in their armor, set up a fan in one of those rooms so that cosplayers who are covered head to toe can cool off.
Mm-hmm. My concern, and this is just coming from me from having done so many contests now, I didn't see a reason to keep us there for the full time when we were doing our our practice runway walk. There we go. It seemed silly when we only really used about 40 minutes. And even A-Fest, which has about the same number of contestants now, they only keep them in there until they're done. And they're like, yeah, go ahead and do what you need to do. Come back at an hour. You need to be back here by this time. If they had said, you know, guys, leave, do what you need to do, and then come back in an hour,
especially
I think
food.
I would have felt, especially for food, I think I would have felt a lot better by the end of the evening. If I had just a couple of minutes just to sit down and get away from the environment and let my body breathe and not be, you know, clustered in with so many people in hot costumes, it probably would have been better. There's no reason to
still
keep us
recommending box lunches.
Yeah.
Plus, it's a way for cosplayers to socialize.
Yeah. There's no reason to keep us there for 6 hours straight. That's insane. It's absolutely ridiculous. No reason for it. We need to change that. So that's my biggest complaint.
Yes. And again, I'm happy to help. Basically, once that was done, we went and collapsed.
By the way, you're gonna kick yourself for this because I didn't want to tell you, and you were in your foul mood at the time. As we were leaving, we actually got stopped for a picture request, but you were so far ahead of me that we couldn't catch up to you. And I was like, I am so sorry, guys. My partner is all the way up there. It would be wrong of me to take a picture if she wasn't here with me. And they were really cool about it. Like, that's okay. I hope we get to see these again at a future con. And I was like, absolutely. And then I toddled up after you and felt like crap.
Yeah. Well, you know, a big part of it was the fact that I hadn't eaten by that point.
Exactly. That's
and
why I knew
was
you weren't happy.
I was feeling nauseous. Mm-hmm. I was frustrated. I was dehydrated like nobody's business. I hadn't gone to the bathroom. And I was like, I need to rip this costume off my body so that I can have food and hydrate and collapse.
Mm-hmm.
That was my first priority in that
order. Yeah, exactly.
I was like, great. Now there are lines for the elevators. Because there were. And I will leave my elevator rant for another time since this is a cosplay podcast and the elevator rant is not related to cosplay. After session would be fine.
After session would be great, but that's so, why I...
Yeah.
When you said you were nauseous, I was like,
oh. Oh, yeah. I was trying really hard not to throw up while filming.
Same here. When I was sitting back there, I was just like, I don't know how much longer I can handle this. I got to get out of here. Apparently, that was the theme this year, was everybody was getting nauseous. And it wasn't because there was a cold or a plague going on. Like, one of my friends had 100 fever going on, too. It was just like, man, we're all feeling like crap.
Mine was dehydration, and I know that. And that was partially my own fault for basically trying to enforce, I will not go to the bathroom.
Yeah, that was probably not a good idea.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was either that or leaving the cannon set up and just letting it run. It's like, no, I don't.
I do have a helper monkey. He would have been more than happy to go up there to babysit it.
Well, if he was in the same room as me, that would have been okay. I Val and her helper were in the green room with the cosplayers. I was out in the press pit, which, thank you, Lee Thompson, for setting up an additional press pit on the side of the stage. There were so many press that we very literally almost didn't fit. And so,
which is surprising because I haven't seen a single photo of the freaking contest.
They set up six chairs on the side so that there was an additional press pit, and I went and sat there. Yes, it wasn't quite as good of an angle as I had where I was sitting, but at the same time, it made it a lot easier for me to get up, run to get on stage, and then run back.
Right.
Without disrupting everybody else. So that was good. All right, so basically, Saturday, we collapsed.
Yeah, so that Saturday is done. Blah.
And those costumes will be seen again. I mean, we've already had photographers, I think three separate photographers ask for photo shoots from us.
Yeah, we need to get photos done of those suckers. I will be pissed if we don't do photos.
There will be photos at some point, just, you know, not right now.
Yeah.
And especially not when it's 92 outside with 78% humidity.
We'll find some nice place indoors.
Sunday, I had the hotel room for an extra day this year.
Yay!
And it was worth it because, oh my god, elevator lines at checkout.
Yeah.
And I found this a little hilarious. There were people trying to go downstairs using the stairs to get to checkout. And the Anatole, the way it is set up, there is only one set of stairs that goes down from the third floor. One. And it is an escalator. Otherwise, the stairs stop at the third level. How you're expected to get down, I'm not entirely sure with the escalators on, because the escalator stairs only go up. There are no downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
So there were people who were sitting there waiting for 15, 20 minutes to get an elevator because there was no other way to get down, which I found a little ridiculous at the same time because I was one of the people trying to get down to go. I had to check out and check back in because I had to have two separate reservations at the hotel. That's another story, but that's how I had to get my extra day. So I was sitting there going, it's almost checkout time. I have a panel I have to teach at 11:30. I have to get this done. And so they finally turned the escalator off so that they were stairs.
Yeah.
And then people could walk down and up at will. And that was nice. Fire alarm Sunday.
Yeah, you guys.
That was at 2:20 a.m. Sunday morning because I looked at my watch.
I have to say,
somebody was smoking with their friends in the stairwell, and it set off the fire alarm throughout the entire hotel.
I have to say, this is also another benefit to not staying in the main convention center hotel, because I've never had to deal with that when I'm off-site. It's so nice and quiet and peaceful. It's almost like all of us older fogies go across the street and stay there because we want a quiet experience. Because it was nice at the hotel that I was staying at. I didn't have to worry about any of this crap. It's punctual.
I was amazed it didn't happen earlier during the weekend. There was nothing that happened Friday. There was nothing that happened Saturday, aside from somebody arrested for being indecent, which I didn't hear until after the con.
Yeah.
But having the fire alarm go off
overload
at 2:20 in the morning, and then as soon as I got out, because I was in my pajamas, I was like deeply asleep, and I was torn out of sleep at the time. And then all of a sudden I'm like, great. So I went out, looked around as I was evacuating with all of the other same people, and there were people on the balconies just watching and taking photos of the evacuation. And I was sitting there going, really? Come on, guys. I mean, even there was apparently a miscommunication between the hotel staff and the con staff in terms of, is this an actual fire alarm? Do we need to evacuate?
Ah.
Apparently, hotel staff were saying, no, false alarm, there is no evacuation. Con staff were yelling at people to get out of the hotel.
Well, that's
so
nice.
You know, of course,
clarity would have been awesome.
As a sane person, I took the safer route because it doesn't kill me to walk out of the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Even in my pajamas. I don't care. I was decent. That was all that mattered. So I went out, walked outside, stood there. We got the all clear, went back upstairs, you know, which was fine, except that then I promptly had a vertigo attack because I was torn out of sleep and didn't have time for my body to actually wake up. And so wires got crossed in my head somehow. And I felt like throwing up for the next 2 hours.
Yep.
And the room was spinning and would not stop. And it made it unpleasant. So I didn't get very much sleep Sunday after that. Thanks, whoever set off the fire alarm.
People who wanted to smoke and were too lazy to go outside and do it.
Yes. But Sunday taught my final panel. I was very glad the food court was open until 3 o'clock because I did have the chance to go and get some last-minute actual food.
Yay!
I think I spent about $20 total on food, which was quite good, actually, considering
it's
total.
Yeah.
And that was for, you know, two meals. Yes, it's expensive to eat at the Anatole. I'm aware of that. But it was real food, and I didn't have to leave my parking spot to go get it. I'm paying for the convenience.
You know, I know a lot of people complain about the prices, but it's the convention thing. They bump them up so that way they have some way of recouping their losses, and at least they offer options throughout the day. The fact that they changed the timeline of the food trucks to be late in the evening, that was perfect for us. We were able to actually have dinner and not go, okay, do we go to Denny's or do we starve tonight because we've been to Denny's 5 times already, I'm sick of them, but there's nowhere else to go without losing my parking spot. So
exactly.
I appreciate them changing that up. I know some people complained, but I was like, we actually have food overnight now. That's a good thing. Let's keep it that way.
Mm-hmm. And basically Sunday, we ended up getting a very surprise text in the morning, which I was not
surprised
expecting.
The crap out of me because I was not feeling well.
Well, I wasn't expecting it because when we first got there to the con, they always ask, is there anybody you would like to request an interview with? It doesn't guarantee that you'll get it. It just means that they will ask.
Mm.
And so we requested interviews with all three of the cosplay guests. And we hadn't heard anything by Sunday morning. I was like, well, I know, I guess they weren't available.
Yeah, we were just going to go about our day. I was going to take it easy and drink as much Pepto-Bismol as possible so I could make it through the day.
Pretty much. And there wasn't very much outside in the way of photo shoots to take photos of because it had rained.
And it was Sunday. I mean, people are packing up and leaving.
Exactly. So it was both checkout and it was raining outside by the time I had, you know, walked out to get to my phone. And then I saw a text going, we have a slot with Yaya Han at 4:30. Would you be willing to take it? So I called up Val and I was like, we have an interview request for 4:30 today. How are you feeling?
Like crap, but let's do it.
Yeah, we pretty much talked it over, and we were like, we have to do this.
We would be stupid to let this go, basically.
And so, unfortunately, I do apologize to people. We did not get a chance to film the cold read this year. I know, we usually do it every year. I'm really sorry. But we had to take this interview.
It's a Yaya Han interview.
So,
he doesn't give those out liberally at conventions.
Exactly. So, you know, we went ahead and took the opportunity. So we did our panels. I taught my armoring panel. Did not light anything on fire. Thank you very much.
Woohoo!
Filmed Val's panel, and then we went ahead and did the interview. And it went extraordinarily well, actually.
Oh, yeah. The funny part is that we actually didn't do any pre-prep for this, but I did have a couple of minutes at work a couple of weeks back, and I was like, you know what? Just on the off chance that we get the ability to interview her, I didn't think that we really would. I'm going to go ahead and type up a couple of questions and email them to myself. I am so damn glad that I did that because we got some good content out of that.
We really did. And she was gracious enough to give us 20 minutes.
Yep.
And we filmed every single bit of it.
Absolutely.
And then I packed up and went home.
Whereas I stayed till Monday because I smart like that. She had to work, so it's okay.
Well, I had the hotel room through Monday, and my roommate stayed through Monday. Mm-hmm. But I had to go back home because I'm not about to fight I-35 traffic at 5 a.m. Monday morning because that's suicide, sometimes literally, in mm-hmm. Texas. Drivers are crazy.
Yes, they
and
are.
I had to work
on 35.
Because sadly, I am new enough at my company that I did not have enough PTO to get the time off.
Mm-hmm.
So I took Thursday, Friday. That was the best I could do. I had to go back to work on Monday, and it was painful.
Yeah, it always is.
I still have not completely unpacked from the con. I'm very close to being done, actually.
Yay! I'm done, and I lost my scissors, but I'm done.
Well, my craft cabinet stuff is sitting on top of my table waiting to go back in my craft cabinet, but that's one of the things I have to purge and reorganize and figure out, okay, how much of this stuff do I actually need to keep?
Yeah.
What am I going to use? What am I not going to use?
You also and carry more stuff than I do, so.
I carried a workshop because of the panels I taught. But I'm also going through and detangling wigs as I put my costume boxes away, because everything that goes with my costume goes in a paper box of some sort, or a cardboard box. So usually I try and detangle my wigs first, then put them back in the box, then put the box, you know, where it goes, which I'm now running out of places to put my cosplay. I'm running out of places to put paper boxes.
That could be a problem.
I'm trying to find a house so hard, but the one duplex that I had in my heart is no longer on the market. They took it off 2 days ago, and the backup duplex is already, it has a buyer's offer on it that is contingent upon everything working out. So even though they're still doing showings, they've already got an offer on the table. And I'm sitting there going, great. I'm basically priced out of pretty much everything else on the market for the moment, because I don't want to buy a condo. I don't want to buy an apartment. I want a house or a duplex, a half house, which is fine.
Sure.
Like, oh, give me a place to live that I can afford and won't tempt people to come and steal all my stuff, because I want Cospod to not have their stuff stolen.
There you go. All right, anyway, back to Akon talk.
That was pretty much the end of my con, because after that, I basically dropped everything on my floor after making 4 trips down to my car to get it. My quads hated me.
Yeah, I'm sure they did.
I live on a third floor apartment. I had to go up and down those with boxes full of stuff 4 times. I could not walk after that. It took me 2 days to recover before I could actually walk without pain.
Right.
And I started working out again, gently, to try and, you know, get the muscles working again. Because, God knows, I've lost a lot of weight and not in the good way. So, that will be fixed. That is pretty much, you know, my con. I spent the next 4 days taking all my stuff to work so I processed video. I even took the Canon with me to work one day.
Wow.
Didn't get a single question about it.
Oh, okay.
Had everything hooked up at my desk. Just I was sitting there taking calls for work, and every so often I'd just turn to the side and, you know, make sure it was still processing.
Right. Goodness. Overall, it seemed like it was a good con, but yeah, next year we definitely need to scale back our schedule and just make it fun times. I think we get better footage and better interviews out of people when we keep it fun, relaxing con. And that's kind of like how I approached the last Anime Fest when I went into I don't give a crap mode. I ended up getting better footage because of it. So that's something we definitely need to keep in mind for next year. It was still a fun con. I'm glad I got to see as many people as I did. There's some people I still missed, even in the madness and chaos of it all. But it's still a con that I always want to attend every year. It's my home con. It's my baby con. So there you go.
Yep.
Oh, by the way, for Yaya Han interview, real quick, because we gotta talk about this and promote the crap out of it. We do have it available on our YouTube page, so visit YouTube. It's about 5 minutes long. That's the edited version of it. Sometime in the next couple of days, I will be making the full version of it available. It'll be completely unedited, and it'll be on our Facebook page. It'll be a Facebook exclusive. She goes through a lot of stuff about her store, how she got started into cosplay. She talks a little bit about heroes of cosplay. And she even goes into what she looks for when she's judging costumes for cosplay contests. So visit our Facebook page. Keep an eye on it. The full interview will be up there.
Hooray.
Yay.
the dates for next year's con are June 5th through 7th. So it's almost the exact same weekend next year.
I've already got the Final Fantasy shoot up.
Still at the Anatolia. Yeah, Final Fantasy shoot is already up. I've already signed up for it.
Yay! So
Cosmos will be one of the costumes I bring next year. And of course, I'm already eager to get back into armoring.
Of course you are.
I forced myself to take a week off. I did not do anything cosplay for a week. Minimum.
Yeah, this has just been processing videos and photos this week. This is meant to relax because we need it badly.
Well, now I get to relax because, you know, processing the video does take time and effort.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I let the laptop sit there, I still have to set it up. And I still have to actually listen for the transitions in the video, so I do actually have to do work.
Mm-hmm.
So now that all that's done, this weekend has pretty much been happy cleaning fun time for Amber for her apartment now. So I can
get stuff
cleaned.
Mine is happy cleaning fun time of getting rid of old fabric and buying more fabric. Yay!
I got a lot of
fabric for $58. Holy crap. We can make
so now Val is on break, and I will be prepping shortly for San Japan. Assuming I get the time off of work. If I can't get the time off of work, I'm going to have a big problem.
Yeah.
I mean, the hotel room will be paid for one way or another, so, you know, hopefully I at least get Friday off of work. I ask for half of Thursday and Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping that works out. San Japan is going to be FunCon for me. I am not teaching panels. I am not doing anything. I have not heard back whether or not we are formally accepted as press. We will see.
Mm-hmm.
If we are not formally accepted as press, I'm probably going to leave the cannon at home. I'll just bring my point and shoot.
Okay.
I will pretty much limit it to pictures unless I see, you know, some fantastic panel I have to film. So we'll see how that goes. I don't think the schedule is out yet for San Japan.
I don't think so. And Val will be staying at home because she can't get the time off work because she had the flu earlier this year, so her free time is very limited. I have Dragon Con, and that's about it. I'm going to be lucky if I get time off for the convention that we may be going to in August. That'll be
indeed
a crapshoot. But yeah, there you go. Acon time. Woohoo! I know we're already planning for next year. I've got my costumes planned out for exactly what I'm going to be wearing next year.
I have a list of costumes that are in the works, but I have no deadlines for them. So I have no idea beyond Cosmos what I would possibly bring to Acon. Maybe something new.
Maybe sitting right over there in a bag.
Who knows?
Yeah.
But if you would like us at your local con, you know, we're happy to come to your local con. We will teach panels. We will give you press coverage. We can judge in contests.
Mm-hmm.
We do all sorts of wonderful stuff. We do not ask for very much. So you are welcome to either contact your local convention on our behalf or let us know if you are interested in having us. We make great guests.
We do, because we definitely want to go out and do more cons. And that's part of the reason why I'm doing Dragon Con this year. I want to go somewhere different. And that's going to be an epic amount of different.
That's why I'm doing San Japan, is I wanted to go visit different cons. So I'm slowly, you know, doing what I can with what PTO I have.
Mm-hmm.
For now.
For now.
Yes. So with that, we will close off this episode 65 of Cospod, the podcast for all things cosplay. As usual, if you would like to contact us, questions, comments, concerns, if you have con footage or con pictures you would like to share with us, you can contact us at any of our social media, Twitter, Facebook, DeviantArt, YouTube, and our website, of course, has contact information as well. Our email address
info
is
will be up there and down there.
Yes, our email address is podcast@cospod.org. And you are, of course, welcome to email us at any time, not just about Acon. And we do respond to them. So, otherwise, we will see you guys in episode 66 with all new content.
Yay, new stuff to show off. Bye, guys.